This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to begin a study with you concerning the greatness of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in John chapter 15 and verse 13, the Bible says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." The greatest possible love is manifested in giving one's life for another. And that was the case with the Lord Jesus Christ. There are some other wonderful passages along this same line. For instance, we find in the 5th chapter of the book of Romans, beginning with verse 6, "For while we were yet weak, in due season Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, for peradventure for the good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, shall we be saved from the wrath of God through him." Then in the 8th chapter of the same book, that is the book of Romans, and the 31st and 32nd verses, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things?" And then in 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, "Herein was the love of God manifested in us, that God hath sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." And then down in verse 19 of the same chapter, "We love because he first loved us." And of course, what might be called the golden text of the Bible, John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And Hebrews chapter 2, and verse 9, "In regard to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says he has tasted of death for every man." Now these passages and countless more in the Bible makes clear that God loves us, that the Lord Jesus Christ loves us, that God manifested his love, he proved it, he commended it, he established it by the giving of his Son, and Christ proved his love by the giving of his life. And John in 1 John 4:19 makes clear that we should love him in return for his love for us. We love because he first loved us. Now then, the Bible plainly teaches that he died for us, and I want us to note some things that are truly great about that death. First of all, he did not face death except by his own volition. You know, sometimes men die for certain causes, but they did not wish to die. Now all of us know that sooner or later we're going to die. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment." Of course, it's possible that Jesus would come during our lifetime, in which case we would not die, but would be changed in the twinkling of an eye. So we know that we will die sooner or later. But this was not the case with Jesus. He did not have to die. He made clear in John chapter 10, verses 16 to 18, that his life was not really being taken from him, but that he was laying it down of himself. And even in the very shadow of the cross, he made clear that he could call forth 12 legions of angels from God and escape the crucifixion, the death that had been warranted to him by the Romans because of the Jews. Let us stop and think today about the fact that there is greatness to the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because he did not face death except by his own volition. He laid it down of his own will. Secondly, there is greatness in his death because he knew that his death definitely would occur. When we make sacrifices, we often can see at least the possibility that we can escape death. But Jesus knew that he would die. The fact that he knew that he would die means that he did it clearly, knowingly what was going to happen, and he did it for us. But we'll have more to say about that next time, for our time is gone for today, and I hope you'll be with us then. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.